Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge, our extended show brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's Power Up Blog Talk show. We appreciate your listenership. I appreciate your listenership. I am streaming live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, around the world. I am Margaret Jackson, Small Business Radio Personality for AM 1220, KDOW, iHeartRadio. The Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show at our new time. You can always listen in on Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Feel free to drop by on our network and listen anytime. We stream live, broadcast locally, and, of course, satellite all over the planet. This is fun saying planet instead of world, planet. If you want to dial into today's Power Up, you can dial in at 516-531-9868. That's 516-531-9868. Of course, you can always connect with me directly at On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC30, Small Business Concierge 30. I want to talk to you today. I want to power you up about getting back up, You know, there's things that hits your life. What do you do when life knocks you down and you're hit on all sides? By a show of hands, how many can raise your hand and say, hey, COVID has knocked some folks down. COVID sideswiped us. COVID impacted the human race. I don't want to get into debate on whether you should get vaccinated, not vaccinated, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Choose whatever you're going to do and respect each other's decisions. Don't beat up the waitress, or don't beat up the hostess because they might have some rules and restrictions in their restaurant, for example. You know, you heard stories of people beating up host or hostesses because it says, hey, the restaurant says you have to put on a mask. Come on. It's not okay. So getting back up when life hits you hard. Hardship comes to everyone. No one's excluded. And this show is certainly not to diminish your pain, the struggle, the trauma, the loss, the frustrations you might feel in the workplace with bosses that are unethical, working with people who are inconsiderate and unethical, and you're just trying to do your job. The losses of loved ones and family members stolen by the pandemic. Loss of your business because of the pandemic. And other losses that happen from all kinds of diseases and tragic accidents and violence. The world it's like it's erupting and spewing out this darkness, this horrific stuff. And there's so much in the atmosphere, the realm on the oppressive stuff, right? And he said, yeah, coach, that's me. If that's you, and you've lost your sense of direction, you've lost your sense of hope, you've lost the fight, I'm going to encourage you today, and I'm going to tell you, get back up. Get back up. Your value in completing the destiny on your life is so powerful. It's bigger. It's bigger than the pandemic. It's bigger than the losses. It's bigger than the pain. Sometimes you have to work through things when you're hurting, when it's painful, when you want to, you know, when I was a kid growing up, there were, if two kids were at each other at school, little kids, you know, you ever watch the movies and say, let's put them in a ring together. Let's put them in a boxing ring, put boxing gloves on them and let them duke it out. Now you've got kids shooting at you. You've got all kinds of, on the freeway. You know that the horns in your car is about safety. And so you don't want to be cut off. And it happens. It happens. I didn't see you in my blind spot. But that doesn't, even if it frustrates you, that doesn't give you permission to shoot the other guy's car. We've got to get back to respecting life, respecting one another. You're not going to agree. We're not all going to agree on everything. But you're going to be knocked down. And if you're already knocked down, if you're already backed up against the wall and you've been hit on all sides, get back up. Have the courage to get back up. So what do I do when I get back up? Come up with a plan. When you're getting back up, you know, The Officer and a Gentleman, I thought was a great movie. And Lou Gossett Jr. is trying to get Richard Gere to quit. You know, he's not good enough. He's not his father. And they're in the rain, and he's doing these push-ups in the rain. And Lou Gossett Jr., he's not just doing push-ups. He's got his foot on his back. And he's on him. No, you're not. You know, but what Lou Gossett really saw in him, he saw something. And he was trying to drive the best out of him. Either you're going to quit or you're going to become the man, person that you're supposed to do. Pressure brings out of you what's in you. If there's a bunch of cuss words in you, when you get pressured, I promise you, let somebody dial you up, kick you off. Those words are going to go flying. Bling, 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 bling. Boop, boop, beep, beep. If there's grace in you, that's going to come out of you. What's in you, when you squeeze it like a tube of toothpaste, whatever's in it is coming out of you. Work on what's in you. So when you're squeezed, when you're pressured, the right things come out and you can get back up. I get back up. What's in me? Faith. I love God. I make no bones about it. I'm not perfect. You might see me make some mistakes and you can say, you know, Margaret, Coach Margaret, you're supposed to be a Christian. Why are you over there snapping? You know, I'm going to have to do like everyone else, repent and that's not my get out of jail free card. I'm human. I mess up. I'm not perfect. Don't look at me as being perfect. I mess up. I'm not trying to, though. I'm not getting up with that in my heart. I make mistakes. I tell people if I offend you or I do, let me know, because sometimes I'm not deliberately trying to do. I'm human. But I got to get back up. I had someone, a couple of people I was working for this organization, and I worked for them because it was a mutually beneficial opportunity a couple of years back. Doing what I'm doing, still doing what I'm doing, but and I still have my company, still doing, but it was beneficial because there's some other things that I think I might want to do in about 3 years from now, 4 years from now, we'll see. But I needed this opportunity under my belt. And I worked with these people for a couple of years, and our ethics, my ethics and their ethics were not on the same page. And I became a problem. And what came out of them, what spewed out of them was such ugliness. And I thought, wow, is this what's happening in the workplace? This is not okay. This is not good. And they tried to squeeze me. And the more they squeezed me, it was like the officer and the gentleman, quit. I was like, I'm not going to quit. I got back up. And I kept getting up, You got to get up because someone needs you on the other side of your getting up. You got to get up. You got to press past your pain. You got to find right ways to address it. That might be addressing it legally. It might be addressing it, but address it in a healthy way. Find some support. Get back up. COVID is not the end all to be all. If you got stuck in the pandemic and you lost loved ones, we've all lost loved ones. It's hard. I've lost some of the most important people in my life. Hit me hard. What'd you do, Coach? I got back up. My faith got me back up. My integrity, my character, my resolve. I refuse to leave this life without finishing the destiny on my life. And I'm telling you today, don't leave this life without finishing the destiny, the purpose, the gift, the value that you are in this life. Get up. Don't quit. Press past your pain. Celebrate the moments that you bring change and you're able to get through that day. Don't look at 30 days from now. Get through today. That's all you need to focus on is today. If your finances are out of control, do what you can today to resolve it. To if you can pay something, if you can't, just get through today. Strategize, plan. But I promise you, if you hang on and you keep pressing through, you keep the faith, you're going to be all right. Build your business. Write the book. Be fantastic. Tell your story. Be like me. Get back up when you get slapped around and slapped down and pressed down and jealous people and folks that are intimidated by your greatness, intimidated by your who you are, or threatened because they don't know who they are. Not your problem. Get back up. Be fantastic and great. Live life on purpose with a purpose. Be good to someone. I got to go. My 15 minutes are up. My 15 minutes of fame are up. Be good. Have a great day. Get up all day today. Focus on today. Take care. God bless you guys all. Have a ridiculously purposeful, fulfilled day today. I want you to have that.